For Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And on this Resurrection Sunday, we thank you. Our hearts so full as we rejoice in knowing that our Redeemer lives. And truly because he lives, we have life eternal in him. We thank you, Lord God, for those who have come out to worship today with us. Even for the voices of the children, as we hear them, we know that we are alive. Thanks be to God for your grace and mercy. And so, Lord God, now speak again to us, because your children are listening. We're listening, Lord God. Speak a word of love and a word of hope, a word of salvation. A word of possibilities, a new birth, a new life to your people. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me under submission to your will and behind the cross of Jesus Christ. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. I'm excited. Frankly, I'm very happy. What about you guys? Amen. It has been 40 days of Lent, a whole week of Holy Week, and today I'm so happy I could run up and down the aisles. Hallelujah. Songwriter says, up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose as a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. That's why we are here. Christ is alive, another songwriter says. Let Christians sing. The cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and homes with praises sing. Love drowned in death shall never die. Christ is alive. Let Christians sing. He's alive. And then one of our Methodist pastors went home to be with the Lord. He's 97. When he went, he wrote this song. Easter people, raise your voices. Sounds of heaven and earth should sing. Should ring. Christ has brought us heaven's choices. Heavenly music, let it ring. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Easter people, let us sing. Easter people, are you ready to sing?
Amen.
I say to you this morning, Christ is risen.
Indeed.
He's risen indeed. Christ is risen. Yes, he is risen indeed. I am convinced. I have faith that Christ was dead and he was buried. That I believe. But this too I accept as true. He rose from the dead and will come again in glory. This is Easter, you see. And to stand here today in this pulpit, in this pulpit to proclaim this word, I cannot begin to tell you how this defines all that I am. Believing in Christ's resurrection defines my entire life. And now on a light note, I want to share this little reflection with you, a couple of light reflections. A Baptist church in Bangladesh was showing a film about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus to an audience, filled with people who had never heard the gospel before. Little children sat in the front and in the front aisles. The adults stood in the back. As the story of Jesus' crucifixion unfolded and Jesus' broken body was laid in the tomb, there were tears and audible gasps from the crowd. As the affected audience watched, one young boy suddenly spoke up. "Don't be afraid," the little boy said. He gets up again. I saw it before. Don't be afraid. Only a kid could put the real meaning to this thing. I saw it before. Can you imagine being exposed to the gospel for the first time and watching the crucifixion scene being reenacted? And then through the power of the motion picture to witness his resurrection. Surprise. He was dead and now he is alive. The other reflection, Pastor Phil Galloway tells of driving his 5-year-old son past a local cemetery. Of course, 5-year-olds sometimes have an interesting perspective on things. Noticing a large pile of dirt beside a newly dug excavated grave, the boy pointed and said, "Look, Dad, one got out." Calloway laughed at the time, but he writes, "Every time I pass a graveyard, I'm reminded of that one got out." Praise the Lord. One got out. Only a kid could do that. So let's consider for a few moments some of the surprising elements of Easter. Scripture tells us in the gospel narrative that was read that it was the first day of the week. It was early in the morning. And they came to the tomb taking the spices, the woman did, and they prepared, and they had prepared, and the stone was rolled away. We know the story. But when they went in, they did not find the body. And while they were there perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes came before them, and the women were terrified. And they bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Amen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. You see, friends, when we hear the good news, we're supposed to tell somebody. Amen. We see in John's gospel the same story. The women were weeping. And then Mary's going to see Jesus and she's going to say, "Rabboni." And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me because I've not ascended yet to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I'm ascending to God. I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." And then Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them what he had said these things to her. Friends, this morning my sermon title is, "It Didn't End on Sunday." It didn't just end on Sunday. It did not just end on Sunday morning, friends. The resurrection story continues. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Zamzam. It didn't just end on Sunday morning. It is a continuation. That's why we are rejoicing today. Friends, all the work would be for naught if it stopped with Sunday morning. Could you imagine that all that Jesus had gone through, if it stopped at Sunday morning, what would be the reason for all of the pain and suffering he went through? It didn't stop on Sunday morning. Yes, Sundays are coming. As the preacher once said, Sundays are coming. But it didn't stop on Sunday morning. Resurrection story. Sunday morning did not end it. It was just the beginning. The beginning for us. Sunday morning, like this Sunday morning when he arose from the grave, would be the beginning for us. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," His work was finished, but our beginning began. Friends, this morning, you see, it didn't just end on Sunday. Our beautiful outfits that we're wearing today, and I myself is wearing a beautiful outfit, not this outfit, but something all dressed up, doesn't end it. The beautiful flowers, the decorated church doesn't end it. The music that we play doesn't end it. The kids are gonna play with their Easter eggs and so on. That didn't end it. That's just a celebration of the moment.
Amen.
That's just a celebration of what? This one moment. So friends, if we build up to all of this, and then we come and we rejoice today, and then we stop, and we go home, and this done, then all of this is wasted. Right? It's just a celebration of the moment. Right? But if we get all dressed up today, and tomorrow we're going to be back in our jeans and be back in whatever we wear, or maybe later on. And if that's all it is for us, friends, then it's wasted. It starts a movement, you see, for us. Thanks be to God for that movement, the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul would say to the church at Corinth, he would say, For this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all of us, we must be pitied. If the only hope we have is just this life only, then what's the use? But the good news is, we have today to rejoice that He lives. We have today to rejoice that our Redeemer bust out of the grave. We have today, and we have tomorrow, and the next day to live in Christ and through Christ, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Friends, we must understand that this is just the beginning for us. So I'd like to submit 3 points. The resurrection marks the moment when life overcame death. Life overcame death, not physical death, but eternal death for every believer. You know, yesterday I had my confirmation class. I was not going to, but I decided to show the kids a little thing of Jesus' journey. And one little boy, Jefferson, I asked the group, I said, and not all of them have been in church, you know, all their lives. They're 12 and so on. And I said, do you know about Good Friday, what Good Friday is? And a couple of them raised their hands and they said, no. They really had not known because they have not been going to some Sunday school, some of those children who were there. And he said, no, I don't know what Good Friday is. So I thought, I'd like to say to them and not make it too heavy. So I began to tell them about Jesus dying for us and why He died. And this young man, Jefferson, he's always thinking and saying something, you know, one of those kids who is cheeky and he would say something and he's looking. And then after I explained, he said, and he did that and he didn't even do anything wrong. He didn't even do anything wrong. Jesus went through that, Pastor, and he didn't even do anything wrong. This little kid trying to make sense of it, that Jesus would do this and he didn't even do anything wrong. But here's the overcoming of death for us. Scripture tells us, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, He gives us victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because He died, He has given us victory over death, that we have the hope of eternal life. You know, there's a little song we sing that says, I heard a whole old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning, then I repented of my sin and won the victory. And then when we get excited, we say, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. That's what it's about this morning. He loved me here, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath his cleansing blood. That's what it's about, friend. We have the victory in Jesus. The victory, the hope of eternal life with him. And this Sunday morning, while we're so joyous, because it's the stamp of approval on that victory for us. Amen. Victory in Jesus Christ. Oh, I heard about a mansion. You know, there's a mansion, some up there in that he built in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day, come on, church. Some sweet day, I'll go up there and I'll sing the victory. That's what it's about this morning. Some sweet day, you see, I'll go up there, friends. I'm hoping to see all of you when your time comes. And some sweet day, we'll sing the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, that's what it is. We have the victory was bought by his blood. And he rose from the grave that morning. Because he had you and me on his mind. Oh, glory to God this Easter Sunday morning. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Oh, we know he lives. This is what the songwriter says. He lives, and because he lives, so too can we live. People don't get it who don't believe like we do. They think we are nuts. Frankly, some of them think we are plain crazy. But I'd rather be crazy for Jesus than be crazy for one of you all. Because Jesus is never going to leave me or forsake us. Hallelujah. Do you know that, friends? He never will. Hallelujah. He never will. He's faithful. Point two, the resurrection always also marks the moment when hope overcame grief. Hope overcame. When he rose from the dead, all those who were weeping would have the new hope. Oh, new hope in Christ. And that's why the songwriter says God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, to buy your pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Oh, because he lives, we can face tomorrow, friends. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. Do we face trials and tribulations? Yes. But we have the hope in Jesus Christ that because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because he lives, when trouble comes, we could call on his name. Scripture tells us, call on me and I'll answer, Jesus said. And I'll show you new and mighty things that you do not know because he lives. The resurrected Jesus give us hope. The dead Jesus did not give us hope. The dead Jesus died for a purpose, but it is the resurrected Jesus that gives us hope. Peter would tell those folks meeting in Acts, the Gospel of Acts, the New Testament writing of Acts. He would tell them, he would remind them why they are calling on the name of Jesus, because of his death and resurrection. He would tell them the story again. Remember, you hung him on a tree, but on the third day he got up, up from the grave he arose. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Amen. And then my third point. The resurrection marks the moment when we have to make a decision. Friends, many of us here have made a decision. But the resurrection marks the moment in our lives when we have to make a decision. Whether we are going to follow Christ or not. It is a decision, a personal decision that we have to make. Now the songwriter says, just as I am without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me to come, O Lamb of God, I come. There comes a point in our life when we have to say, "Oh, Lamb of God, I come," friends. It didn't end on Sunday. Not at all. And the songwriter reminds us again, just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of all dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. His blood can cleanse each spot of sin. And you know what? Jesus is so loving and kind, he never rejects anybody. Peter says it in the Acts text. He says there is no partiality with God. You may get angry with someone, or you may not want them to know Jesus. I don't know why. Or you may think they may never know Jesus. But there is no partiality with God, friends.
Amen.
Jesus will accept every and anyone. Whether we like them or not, whether we like how they live their lives or not, Jesus will accept every and anyone. Just as I am, thou wilt receive with welcome pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because of thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Friends, there are many of you here today, and I don't know if you know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sin. But right where you're sitting, friends, today, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have not said yes to him, it didn't end with Sunday, and you can accept this resurrection story for yourself, you can say yes to Jesus just as you are. Don't have to be dressed up. Don't have to look lovely. Yes, we all do that because we're going out later on to have a good time because we're rejoicing. But our salvation is not dependent on that. You can say yes to Jesus today. Heaven is a free gift. Jesus was stretched wide, and oh, glory to God on that Friday. And he would bust out of a grave for you and for me. And on early Sunday morning, come on, church. Before daybreak, they said, the stone was rolled away. Can't you see? The stone was rolled away by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is the only man that was risen from the dead and never died again.
Amen.
Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he died again. But Jesus was raised from the dead once and for all, and he lives and he reigns supreme forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we bless his name this morning.
Amen.
We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. Let no one confuse us. He walks with us. Songwriter says, I come to the garden alone, where the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my name is the Son of God. And he walks with me, and he talks with me. Does he walk and talk with any of you today, friends? And he tells me that I am his own. And the joy I feel as I tarry there, none other. There's none of you could give me any more joy than what Christ has given me today.
Thank you, Lord.
The same joy he has given me, he has given to you. It's available to you. Glory to God this morning. Yes, Sunday came, but Sunday continues for us. Tomorrow is Monday, but the resurrection story continues for us. Every day of our life when we get up, believers, it is the rest because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Tomorrow is promised to no one. It is because he lives. Oh, glory to God this morning. It's because he lives that while we are triumphant in our daily lives. Friends, I give you Jesus this morning. Savior of all the world. Amen.